Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in East Asia Pacific. Today it's Monday, 11th of February. Firstly, in Papua New Guinea, police in the town of Goroka, Eastern Highlands Province, are on high alert after the National Court decided to conduct a by-election following a petition by the runner-up in the 2017 polls. Burek Kimesopa had challenged the election victory of Henry Aim. The recount of the election ballots for the Cebu provincial seat has also moved to Goroka, and additional police units are expected to be flown in from Port Moresby for the elections. Clients are advised to employ extreme caution in the area as election-related violence is expected. In Thailand, Election Commission will meet today with increasing demands for the Thai Rakshachat Party to be dissolved. King Maha Vajiralongkorn publicly opposed the Thai Rakshachat Party move to nominate Princess Ubulratna Rajakanya as its prime ministerial candidate. Disbanding the Thai Rakshachat Party will anger former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra's supporters, making the general elections more chaotic. To prevent getting disbanded from elections, the party reportedly seeks a royal pardon by asking some of its leaders to resign. Clients are advised to monitor the political developments before the elections. In Taiwan, China Airlines pilot strike has entered a third day today, leading to further cancellation of flights. The pilots' union, Tao Yuan, represents 900 of 1,300 pilots of China Airlines. Of these pilots, over 400 have joined the strike so far. Talks mediated by the Ministry of Transportation and Tao Yuan city government broke down without any consensus between being reached on any of the demands by the striking pilots. The negotiations have failed to set a time for the next round of talks. Clients are advised to consider other carriers in the region and note the travel delays expected are likely to continue this week. In Singapore has called on Malaysia to withdraw its vessels from Singapore's territorial waters off Tuas, West Singapore, following a collision between Greek carrier Piraeus and Malaysian government vessel Polaris. The Foreign Affairs Ministry of Singapore said the persistent presence of its vessels clearly poses a threat to safety of navigation in the area. The Maritime and Port Authority of Singapore is currently investigating the incident. Clients are advised to expect delays in shipments between Malaysia and Singapore and possibly stricter rules in the movement of vessels in Singapore's waters, causing delays. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia Risk Management memberships, or buy our assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com.